Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Dorianne joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are doing a 2025 Deer Island stroll and stepping out to do a wonderful thing for a great cause. Can you tell us what it is you're doing it and what's your inspiration for getting involved?
Of course. So it is for the National Scleroderma Foundation's New England chapter. They have chapters all over the United States and some even international. But scleroderma is a connective tissue disorder. So you produce too much collagen. So it's a lot of tightening of the skin. There's different forms of the disease. So you can have it affect just your skin, but you can also have it affecting your internal organs. And so back in 2000, my mom was diagnosed with this disease. She was told that by age 50, she'd be either in a wheelchair or no longer with us. So she outlived everything that the doctors told her. And in February of 2024, she actually passed away, but she passed away from cancer. But before she passed away, we became very involved with the National Scleroderma Foundation. So we raised money for support groups, for research, for the doctors and the patients. So I volunteer at both the walks and the national conference, which is actually coming up in July. But the Deer Island stroll is specific for our New England chapter, and it's happening this Saturday at Deer Island at 9 a.m. to raise money for the National Scleroderma Foundation.
Can you tell us a little bit about your mom?
My mom was my best friend. We did everything together. She didn't want help when it came to the disease. She was very much a very independent woman. She took pride in herself and her family. We are a very close-knit family, even still without my mom here. She was one of three children. She was the oldest and the only girl. But we started going to these conferences together back in 2019 when the first one that we went to was in Chicago. It definitely took her a little while to be willing to go. And that was more so out of fear of what progression of this disease can look like in different people. However, once we went to that first one, we were hooked on going, and we made the best of friends at these conferences, which is why even though she's no longer here, I do still attend and I volunteer. But people still talk about her to this day. She's left a lasting impression on everybody she ever met. So she is super missed, and I do these walks in her memory as well.
So if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will forward you a link to Dorianne's fundraising page, Stepping Out to Cure Scleroderma. You can actually see a picture of Dorianne and her mom, Marsha, and just the smile on your face, the two of you, you're all dressed up, getting ready to go on one of these walks and fundraising. You can just...
So I will say that picture, the woman that I'm standing next to is actually my mom, one of my mom's best friends.
Oh, okay.
And my mom is actually on that little box.
Oh, okay.
One of my coworkers. One of my coworkers made that box for me after she passed away. So it actually lights up at night. So she and I are holding a picture of my mom in that fundraising page picture.
That is super sweet. Okay, so we want people to help out. Help out Dorianne and raise some more monies. Again, 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio. We will send you a direct link. And Dorianne, you and your mom are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, best of luck. Yeah, on the walk, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jen from Hopkinton.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
She's driving her daughter.
I've got my daughter, Lexi, here with us.
Yes, headed to the train station. Where's Lexi going?
To work. Yep, in Boston.
Hey, gotta catch the train into work, being an adult.
Not as fun as the midnight train going in.
Yeah. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing, good luck.
They're in sync. You're in trouble.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she has now gone out of the studio into that soundproof booth. Question number one. Charlie Sheen's autobiography, The Book of Sheen, is coming out September 9th. In it, he writes about, quote, every detox, retox, drug deal, and adventure along his challenging journey to freedom. Which show did Charlie get kicked off of while he was the highest paid actor on television?
They had something to do with a couple guys in the show. Ashton Kutcher actually took over the role.
Yeah.
You're dancing around, huh?
All right.
What is it called?
Two and a Half Men.
Question number two. Today in 2015, Pixar's Inside Out was released. Who voices the lead character Joy in those movies?
The one.
Yes, I'm the so one.
Amy Poehler?
Question number three. Post Malone is working on his follow-up album to F1 Trillion, and it's going to be even more country. His guitar player says there's more fiddle, pedal, steel, and guitar solos. Can you name Post Malone's debut single where he sings these truly inspirational lyrics in the hook? Saucin'. Hang on. Let me say the lyrics.
Okay, sorry.
Saucin'. I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin'. Ooh, ooh. What song is that?
Post White Iverson.
Question number four.
I don't know.
Beyonce thanked Paul McCartney for writing Blackbird, which she called one of the best songs ever made. Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z, have made one song together that reached number one in the country. It spent 8 weeks there. Name the song.
Crazy in Love?
And question number five, Ellen DeGeneres posted a video of sheep getting into her and Portia de Rossi's new home in the UK via a sliding glass door. One of them is named Bernie. Can you name all four countries that compromise the UK?
Or comprise.
What did I say, compromise?
Yeah. Comprise.
Comprise, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My fault.
The UK will never be compromised. God save the Queen.
Yes, they comprise the UK.
Well. Scotland, Wales, Great Britain, and what else? I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Okay.
Kennedy!
Do you guys ride in together every day?
Not every day, but every once in a while.
She just drops me off.
I got you. I love that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jen and Lexi got 4 out of 5 right. tests. Mostly Lexi, though. Lexi crushed it.
Yeah, that was numb.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's autobiography, The Book of Sheen, is coming out September 9th. In it, he writes about, quote, every detox, retox, drug deal, and adventure along his challenging journey to freedom. What show did Charlie get kicked off of while he was the highest paid actor on TV?
2 and a Half Men.
1-1. Today in 2015, Pixar's Inside Out was released. Who voices the lead character Joy in those movies?
Amy Poehler.
2-2. Post Malone is working on his follow-up album to F1 Trillion, and it's apparently going to be even more country. Name Post Malone's debut single where he sings these truly inspirational lyrics in the hook, Kennedy. Saucin', saucin', I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin', ooh, ooh.
Sunflower.
At least that's a Post Malone song, which I appreciate. White Iverson, Kennedy.
Who knows that?
I did.
That's not a song.
Yep.
That's not real.
Lexi knew it.
Yeah, White Iverson started balling when I was young.
That doesn't help. Still don't believe it's a song.
That was Cornrows and Grills Post Malone era.
You have to listen to it on the way home, Kennedy.
I don't have to.
Because I'm not going to play it. Question number 4. Beyonce thanked Paul McCartney for writing Blackbird, which she called one of the best songs ever made. She and her husband made one song together that reached number 1 in the country. It spent 8 weeks there. Name that song.
Bonnie and Clyde. 2003 Bonnie and Clyde.
That is incorrect. Crazy in Love. To go to number 1, Kennedy. 4-2. Question number 5. Ellen DeGeneres posted a video of sheep getting into her and Portia de Rossi's new home in the UK via sliding glass door, and one of them is named Bernie. Can you name all 4 countries that comprise the UK?
Let's see. England. Wales. So bad at this.
I speak Wales.
Scotland.
Okay.
Ireland? I don't think Ireland's in there.
Northern Ireland would have been correct, Kennedy. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And the final score, holy smokes, is 4-2. That's right. Nice job, ladies. Congratulations, Jen and Lexi.
Thank you. Well,
yes.
So it was a lucrative commute for you guys.
Yes.
You scored yourself $100 and you won a pair of tickets to see Hozier June 23rd at Fenway Park, brought to you by our friends at Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Way to go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Kennedy.
Yes.
Is there something you'd like to say to Jen and Lexi?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy and I can't beat Jen and Lexi.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team financially and, more importantly, emotionally for almost 4 years. And the second thing I want to say is no one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team.
And there is Karen Reed after the verdict was read yesterday. Joining us now, Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on YouTube, download the Law Nerd app, and then you get updates as soon as she goes live, which is what I did yesterday. As soon as they had announced that the jurors were being brought back into the courtroom. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. You know, I think the question everybody has was the confusion at the end and the questions that the jurors had, and then, you know, how that tied in to the verdict. Did the verdict surprise you after hearing those three, well, we found out later, 4 questions were asked by the jury before the verdict?
The only thing that surprised me was how long it took, because once they asked those 3 questions, it was pretty clear they were leaning towards compromising on a verdict to that one lesser included of the OUI. And it seems like they were pretty set on that OUI. And then that question that came in the middle of waiting for the answers was like, what if we can't decide on one of the lesser included? So it's like, wait, what? Don't do that. What are you doing? No. And then when they didn't come back at the end of the day on Tuesday, I was confused and a bit concerned when they asked questions, it seemed like they had a decision or close to one, that they then did not come back with a verdict Tuesday. So by the time they got to lunch on Wednesday and they were pretty quiet, it was surprising. And then there was a flurry of activity and then a verdict. But I was not surprised with what the verdict was based on the questions. How long it took was surprising.
We had a question on the text line, and this is just a basic jurisprudence, I guess, but some channels reporting that Karen was acquitted, some she was found not guilty. Are they technically the same?
They are technically the same. She is found not guilty, which is an acquittal of the crimes. The actual verdict is not guilty. That's what it says on the verdict slips, but that is an acquittal of the crimes. So it's just languaging. But it's
languaging.
Synonymous.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
Sometimes
yes.
It's just little things like that you don't understand. And so for me, anyway.
Yes, and it was hard because even the foreperson was confused the way that they read the verdict slips in. The clerk didn't read the slips and then ask, is this your verdict? There was a back and forth in asking questions. And when they got to count two, they said, what's your verdict? And the clerk said, not guilty. And then the court interjected and said, of all or something similar. And then the clerk was like, well, five. And then there was confusion even in reading the verdicts. And so I think you could see that there was some confusion in the verdict slips and how to fill them out. And I think that's why we saw the jury say, we have a verdict. No, we don't. I think they made an error on the verdict slips in filling them out, not that they drew their verdict back. It was a, wait, we filled this out wrong. We need to do it again. And that's not uncommon at all. That's very common.
And then hearing the cheering of the crowd outside the courtroom as the verdict was read. Have you ever experienced that before in all your years of covering trials?
I've never seen anything like that or heard anything like that outside a courthouse on any verdict. But then again, you don't often have courthouses, especially in Los Angeles, where the public can be so close to the actual courtroom and close to the courthouse itself. I mean, the steps down to the street aren't that far. I've just never heard anything like that. Even in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case, we know there was cheering outside, but you couldn't hear it from inside the courthouse. Mm-hmm. So I was not expecting that. That was surreal. And I've seen a lot of comments where people said, wait, I had to go back. I thought you had played like an audio track. I didn't realize at first that was actually from outside. I was like, no, I didn't do that at all. I had all of the technical difficulties. I did not have a track, but it was surprising. And I think it was probably surprising to those in the court as well.
Emily, this has been a 3.5 year saga for everyone involved. And now we finally got a little bit of a resolution yesterday, but there's still I's to dot and T's to cross here. So where do we go next?
Well, Karen Reed was sentenced immediately to the 1 year probation and what seems to be a pretty standard or incredibly standard first time OUI sentence. But there's still the civil lawsuit between the O'Keefe family and Karen Reed for wrongful death. And the criminal case being resolved does not resolve the civil lawsuit. You can still have the civil lawsuit go forward, even with an acquittal or not guilty on the criminal side, because the standards of proof are different. So
is that
for
sort of
everyone,
what happened in the OJ trial? That it was
it's exactly
the, it
what
was
happened.
The civil
yes.
That came next? Okay, got it.
Yes, it was exactly right. It was exactly what happened. And those standards are different. So that will be a big question. And one of the questions I get a lot is what happens to Karen Reed's car? Law enforcement still has her vehicle and she will be able to get it back, but they tore it apart to do all the testing. So it's not drivable. So she also has to manage dealing with the totaled vehicle that she will now get back among trying to get back to life. And that's, I think, going to be difficult for everyone involved. It's going to take a little time after spending so much time and focus on this to get back to what life looks like now.
All right. And one quick last question. Do you think they will release the names of the jurors? I heard the judge say that they were sequestering the names for 10 days and then they would make a decision.
It will depend. Last trial, the jurors asked to have their names remain sequestered. And in some jurisdictions, they stay sealed forever. So if the jurors intercede and ask, I think we'll know more into next week if we see the jurors starting to talk to the media about how they feel about having their names sequestered or not. So we will see. I just hope that if their names are released, if they want to talk, they will know how to find the media. They don't necessarily need people trying to find them. I think everybody's made it pretty clear that they want to talk to the jurors, so the jurors will then have that choice. And what I want, though, is the sidebar conversations, because those have been impounded from both trials, and those have not been released. So I hope as this case wraps up, we'll be able to see some more of the legal proceedings that we didn't see before.
Thank you, Emily. We really appreciate all the hard work you've been doing.
We really do.
Thank you, guys. It's great talking to you, and I hope that everyone can take a deep breath today and feel like there's at least some answers, even though at the end of the day, it kind of isn't an answer for everything. Mm-hmm. It's an answer for what happens to Karen Reed, but not a full answer of what happened in this case. So
Emily
that stays a little unresolved.
Yeah.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on social media. Again, Emily D. Baker, look up her YouTube channel, or the easiest thing to do is download the Law Nerd app, and then you get alerts every time she goes live. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're going to call this one, Kennedy, the I Still Love You, Babe game. Because that's what producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, just said to him right before we went on the air.
I'm so nervous.
Don't worry. Carson can't break us apart.
We're moving in together. Let's just remember that. We're moving in together.
When is it? August 1st?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Will you kick producer Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, please leave the studio.
All right.
So I can have a panic attack on air. Thank you.
You're going to do great.
Love you.
Love you, too.
These questions are Kennedy approved, too. They were all approved by Kennedy.
These are so much harder than last time.
Carson wrote them. He knows what it's like to be in a relationship. I wrote them last time. I don't.
All right. We're going to ask you these five questions while Dan is in that soundproof studio, and then we'll bring Dan back in to see how many questions you can match up, okay?
All right.
First question, what's producer Dan's most unusual habit that you've just decided to accept as a part of the package?
So I was thinking about this one. It's not really unusual. It's just something he does constantly. As soon as he gets home, he just takes the shirt off. He's constantly shirtless at home. So I'm like, all right.
He has discussed his likeness of being naked.
I just expect to walk in and him be shirtless. So I was like, all right, like, windows shouldn't be open right now.
Are you writing these down, Kennedy?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I didn't know I had a job. I'm in. I'm ready.
Next question, Kaylee. If producer Dan had to wear one outfit every day for the rest of his life, what would it be?
So he is really into like blue t-shirts and black shorts. He wears that a lot. But he also loves blue jeans.
Okay.
He wears blue jeans almost every day.
Okay. So
he switches halfway through the day. Can you see that?
Do you want to stick with this, the shirt?
You know what? Yeah. He's usually wearing a blue t-shirt.
Okay.
Some type of blue shirt.
All right.
Third question. Is producer Dan more likely to survive a zombie apocalypse or try to make friends with the zombies?
I think he's more likely to survive
okay.
the apocalypse because he can live off of canned food for a while, I think.
Really?
He loves
canned
beans. He loves just rice that you can just make like the
like
minute
raviolis.
Rice. Like, yeah.
I think them soft
frozen
hands,
food. Like I really think he could just like live off of.
All right.
And he lives, you know, in the basement, and he likes to sit on the couch, you know.
What's producer Dan's secret guilty pleasure TV show that he pretends he only watches ironically?
He loves anime. I don't know any titles of any of the shows.
Okay.
But it's anime.
And question number five, what's the strangest pet name producer Dan has ever called you? And did it make you laugh or consider filing for a restraining order?
Well, sometimes, well, I'll be like, oh, you're like the sweetest boy. He's like, oh, you're the sweetest boy, too. So he calls me the sweet boy, too, sometimes.
Okay. Okay. You got this written down, Kennedy?
I got it.
All right. Dan is coming back in. All right. Producer Dan.
That was so weird. I've never sat in the other room and just like silently watched the
it's
show.
It's a wild experience.
I know what it's like for you during Campy Canada.
Yeah. The game is called I Still Love You, Babe, with producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee. We asked her five questions. We're now going to ask you the same five questions, see how many of you can match up. Okay, Dan?
All right.
First question, producer Dan, what's the most unusual habit that you have that she has decided to accept as a part of the package?
I don't know if it's unusual, but the thing that like immediately springs to my mind when you say that she has just decided to accept her fate at,
right,
is me leaving the cups all over the nightstand.
I didn't want to say that one.
What did you say?
I said, you're constantly shirtless.
Oh. Is that unusual in my own house?
Exactly, but yes. That's what you said. You said it's not unusual.
Are you guys just walking around fully clothed at home?
Yes.
Pants or leg prisons. That's crazy. I stand by that.
I said, I expect when I open the door, you're shirtless. Just constantly shirtless.
Oh, that didn't even cross my mind as unusual to answer that.
Yeah. If you had to wear one outfit every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, clearly nothing, but we'll figure something out. Asking me fashion questions is wild. You know how I dress. Probably the same thing I wear here most days. So like my beat up Nikes, some jeans, and a black polo shirt.
Oh, she went blue shirts and shorts.
I was like one for three there.
Yeah.
You love navy blue.
Well, I guess it depends on the season.
That's what I said.
Third question. Dan, are you more likely to survive a zombie apocalypse or try to make friends with the zombies?
I've thought about this before, actually.
Okay.
And I would die immediately. I have no survival skills.
Told ya.
I have no survival skills.
I'm said not you had agile, soft hands.
And I don't really have a strong will to live. So, like, you know how there's a hero in the show? I'd be out in the first episode.
You are 0 for 3 so far.
I wouldn't try to befriend the zombies. That's crazy. I would just sit on a hill and
you can live off of canned food. You love beans.
I do love beans.
You love, and just rice, you can make that easily.
Question number 4. What's producer Dan's secret guilty pleasure TV show that he pretends he only watches ironically?
It's not really a TV show. It's more of a genre.
Okay.
I am a secret anime nerd.
Hey!
Dan got that one.
And I definitely like only watch it when she's not around or asleep.
All right. And the last one. What's the strangest pet name that you have ever called Kaylee?
The one I call her the most, like pretty much almost every day, is the Bay.
The Bay?
Yeah. And I answer, like, when she answers the phone, I'll say, hello, the Bay, which is not something I ever would have admitted under normal circumstances. Like, the CIA couldn't beat that out of me.
Kaylee, we'll tell them your answer.
I always say, you're the sweet boy, and you go, you're the sweet boy, too. You always call me sweet boy.
That's the sweetest boy.
That was the best time.
This has been embarrassing for several reasons.
I still love you.
Babe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Sandra is from Southie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good.
I understand you're headed to see the grandkids, and there's going to be a water slide out in the yard.
That's right. Can't wait to get there.
Slip and slide, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Do you ever play Slip and Flip?
What's Slip and Flip?
It's a party game where you do a slip and slide at the end. There's Flip Cup.
No, that's next level.
Oh, it used to be fun in the summer.
Okay. What, when you were like 8?
18, maybe.
Okay. Starting young.
You don't know what's in my sippy cup.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sandra?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Authorities have identified the human remains that were found near Taylor Swift's New England home. Foul play is not suspected. Which New England state does Taylor Swift own a home in?
Rhode Island.
Question number two. It was 47 years ago today, in 1978, Garfield, the cartoon cat, debuted in U.S. newspapers for the first time. What is Garfield's favorite food?
Pizza.
Question number three. Macklemore, 42 today. Can you name this Macklemore song? It spent 5 weeks at number one. Take a listen.
Return to the Mac. Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me. Get up. First shot, hip strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet.
Can you name that song?
I have not a clue. I don't think I've heard it before.
You know, you didn't strike me as a Macklemore fan, Sandra. I'm not going to lie.
Question number four. You can now check out Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen as the first trailer for the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped. Jeremy Allen White is currently also starring on which TV show?
Not a clue.
Question number five. Ariana Grande's Nona, or not? Do you say Nana or Nona? I think she says Nona.
I think it's Nona.
Marjorie passed away. She was 99. She appeared on Ariana's track Ordinary Things, making her the oldest person to ever make the Hot 100. Ariana Grande played Glinda in the new Wicked movie. What is the name of the university most of the movie takes place at?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sandra, how long have you lived in Southie?
All my life.
That checks out.
I'm not saying the years.
You know, Kennedy lived in Southie for a long time. Did you ever run into her around the neighborhood?
I probably have and didn't even know it was her.
What do you think of all the drunk 23-year-olds invading your neighborhood?
Oh, God, yeah.
No swearing. All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Sandra got 1 out of 5.
Sooch. I know. It's sad.
No, it's not sad.
It's okay.
It's okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Authorities have identified the human remains that were found near Taylor Swift's New England home. Foul play is not suspected. Which New England state does Taylor Swift own a home in?
Rhode Island.
Tied at one. 47 years ago today, in 1978, Garfield, the cartoon cat, debuted in U.S. newspapers for the first time. What is Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
2-1. Macklemore, 42 today, named this song that spent 5 weeks at number one.
Return to the Mac. Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet.
I don't know.
Oh. Can't hold us down, Kennedy.
Just can't hold us.
Can't hold us? Sorry about that. Question number four. You can now check out Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen as the first trailer for the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped online. Did I do it right that time, Dan?
I think you nailed it.
Jeremy Allen White is currently also starring on which hit TV show?
The Bear.
3-1. Question number five. Ariana Grande's Nona, Marjorie, passed away. She was 99 and appeared on her song Ordinary Things, making her the oldest person to ever make the Hot 100. Ariana played Glinda in the new Wicked movie. What is the name of the university most of the movie takes place at?
Shiz.
Shiz, that is it. All right, 4-1 is the final score, Kennedy. Congratulations to you, my friend. Nice.
Good job, Thanks. Kennedy.
Well, yes. You too, friend. I'm glad you called in and we got to talk with you.
Me too. Thank you so much, guys. I love this station.
Well, we love you. Don't go anywhere. There, we got a pair of tickets for you. You got concert tickets, two of them, to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton June 21st at Gillette Stadium. If you want to buy tickets, GilletteStadium.com, but you've got them for free, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, guys.
Sandra, are you going down the water slide today with your grandkids?
That's debatable.
No, sir.
That's the correct answer. Sandra, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Sandra from South Boston, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Coming up this morning at 9:20, another chance for you to win tickets on the 20s. We are giving away today John Legend at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Nice romantic evening, Kennedy, with John Legend and some of your all-time favorite R&B classics. Okay. Snuggled up next to somebody, just enjoying.
I hope someone can do that. I wish you all the best.
We'll do that at 9:20. A chance for you to get into the Mix Beach House with Billy Idol and Kane Brown. All the details at mix1041.com. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Well, yesterday, a Massachusetts jury found Karen Reed not guilty in the death of her police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, in January of 2022. She had pleaded not guilty to all three charges: second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating under the influence, and leaving the scene of a collision resulting in death. The jury delivered their verdict yesterday, finding her guilty on only one charge: operating a vehicle under the influence. She was cleared of the most serious charges. Huge cheers could be heard outside from the large crowd that had been gathered there for the weeks of the trial after they read the verdict. And then she came outside and she said this.
I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team financially and, more importantly, emotionally for almost 4 years. And the second thing I want to say is no one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team.
It's a little bit of a weird statement to thank them financially first and then to thank your legal team and then to say that I have championed for John O'Keefe. It seemed like that's in the wrong order. And I also think it was very weird to have a large crowd there cheering.
They've been there for 7 weeks.
I know, but it just hit me in a weird spot that they're there cheering like that. I just, you know, there's families ripped apart, a town ripped apart, a dead police officer. Mm-hmm. Nobody wins in that. There is nothing to cheer about, no matter if you think Karen Reed was guilty or not guilty. There's nothing to cheer about. I grabbed some audio, Kennedy, if you want to hear it real quick. So this is out. So that audio, you could hear a little bit of it. This was as it was announced, not guilty.
What?
Sounds like the Red Sox just won the World Series.
Well, I mean, from their perspective, they're cheering because they believe an innocent woman just beat police corruption in a cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I get that, but they don't know her like that. They, you know, these are not her close people. These are just people that think they know her because she's been in the public eye for the past 3 years. You know what I mean?
No.
You think these are people that know her?
I think they know her now. Yeah. But to say that someone can't champion someone's cause just because they don't know her,
I don't mind them championing the cause at all. I just don't like the cheering like it's a rock concert. Yep. That just hit me in a weird spot, that's all.
Well, speaking of other court cases, Blake Lively and Taylor Swift's text messages must be turned over to Justin Baldoni in Lively's sexual harassment retaliation lawsuit against Baldoni after a judge ruled the texts are indeed relevant to the case. Baldoni and Wayfarer Studios successfully argued that Taylor's texts could provide key evidence. And though he initially tried and later dropped a direct subpoena against Swift, Blake Lively's legal team fought the request, accusing Baldoni of using Swift to generate headlines, but the judge disagreed. The judge wrote, given that Lively has represented that Swift had knowledge of the complaints or discussions about the working environment on the film, the requests for messages with Swift are reasonably tailored to the case.
Bet that phone will disappear. I don't know what happened to that phone.
Tom Brady school of cell phone turning over-ish.
I don't know. Where did it go?
It broke, man. It's a big deal.
I don't know. I left it. You know, that tour, it was long. It was a lot of cities, a lot of trucks. I don't know what happened to it.
And some good news for the BTS Army. They are reportedly set to make their long-awaited full group comeback next March, following all seven members finally completing their mandatory military service in South Korea.
Even with all the members finally out, the group will need time for preparation and creative work. And they will be preparing alongside top-tier producers, but they need time to reflect and prepare. So that will be their first full group project since their 2022 album, Proof. It's exciting.
I know you are the leader of the BTS Army, Kennedy.
I mean, not really, but I just, you know, I think what they did was valiant to go do what they're supposed to do for their country. And like...
It's nice to see them actually get back together, because every single boy band says, we're going to get back to brief hiatus, we're going to get back together.
And then it never happens.
Yeah, and then NSYNC, One Direction. The list goes on.
Backstreet Boys and New Kids say, we're fine.
Mm-hmm. It definitely helps when you don't have like one star rise above all the others.
Well, I think they...
Like the Backstreet Boys didn't have Justin Timberlake, which makes them all still tour together.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good point.
And that is what I got.
All right. Thank you, Captain Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to our good friend Timely from Worcester.
Hey, Timely, how you been?
I'm great, Kennedy. How are you?
Living the dream, my dear. Living the dream.
Timely, also say good morning to producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, hanging out with us this morning.
Kaylee, a superstar. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, it's a different energy with two women in here, Dan, isn't
it? It's so nice. Come back anytime. I love seeing Kennedy smile like this.
And she doesn't do it when it's just me and Carson. Yeah.
They're kind of mouthy. Have you noticed that, Dan?
Hey.
I didn't even look at Kaylee when I said it. I just tried to look at Dan, ignore Kennedy. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You try, but you can't.
Yes. I know.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. Of course, you win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now gone into that soundproof studio where she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. A man got 15 to 30 years after breaking into Eminem's home for a second time. Which state is Eminem from?
Michigan.
Linda Hamilton is tired of playing tough guys. She told her agent to find her cuddly roles. Linda starred in one of the most famous action movie series of all time with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Name the series.
Terminator.
Bruce the Shark was voted the most popular shark in media. He's followed by the shark from Jaws. Take a listen to Bruce the Shark and name the movie that he's from.
Let us all say the pledge. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image, I must first change myself. Fish are friends, not food.
Not food.
Name the movie.
Finding Nemo.
Question number four. Sarah Jessica Parker has faced her share of negative comments about her looks. She says something written in a magazine once made her cry. In the Sex and the City series finale, who did her character Carrie end up with?
Mr. Big.
Rumor has it BTS will make their big comeback next March. How many members are in the group BTS?
Oh my gosh, 7. And I only know that because I think you guys just said it.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Good work, Timely. I understand you have the kids in the car. First day of summer. What are you guys doing?
We are heading down to the Cape. We are going to the beach.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go catch a wave.
What beach are you going to?
We're going to try Surf Drive in Falmouth.
Okay. All right. Nice. Kennedy?
May the odds be ever in your favor getting over the bridge. Yes.
Yeah, they'll be there by July 4th weekend. It'll be fine.
How did we do?
Timely got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my goodness.
We did great.
Woo!
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
You don't sound ready.
It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Dum-dum.
A man got 15 to 30 years after breaking into Eminem's home for a second time. Which state is Eminem from?
Michigan.
Linda Hamilton is tired of playing tough guys. She told her agent to find her cuddly roles. Linda starred in one of the most famous action movie series of all time with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Name the series.
Terminator.
Bruce the Shark was voted the most popular shark in media. He's followed by the shark from Jaws. Take a listen to Bruce the Shark and then name the movie he's from.
Let us all say the pledge. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image, I must first change myself. Fish are friends, not food.
That's adorable. That, is it Finding Nemo? Where is it? The Dory. Don't look at me. Why not? I never get help. I think it's Finding Nemo.
Sarah Jessica Parker has faced her share of negative comments about her looks. She says something written in a magazine once made her cry. In the Sex and the City series finale, who did her character Carrie end up with?
Mr. Big?
Question number 5. Rumor has it BTS will make their big comeback next March. How many members are in BTS?
7.
All right. Question number 1, you said Michigan. Yes, of course. Question number 2, you said Terminator. Question number 3, you said Finding Nemo?
You did.
Funny story, and Dan had this in the notes. Bruce is also the name of the shark in Jaws. That's what the animators called it behind the scenes. Question number 4,
ooh,
Mr. Big.
I like that Easter egg.
And question number 5, you said 7. That is correct.
Oh, my God, Timely, I thought you had me. I thought I got 3 wrong.
Believe in yourself.
You're too good. You're too good.
Know your power, Kennedy. Know your power, Kennedy. Step into your power.
All right.
Step into your power.
Thank you, guys. I needed a little help.
5-5 is the final score. And with a 5-5 tie, we give you the $100.
Hey, it's not our money.
Hashtag suck it, Sal, who's sitting on a tropical beach somewhere in some foreign land, spending all of his billions of dollars of Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's not in Falmouth. He's probably in the Maldives.
I'll take
his $100 and go to Falmouth.
There we go.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, though, Kennedy does get the win, Timely, even though you get the cash. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Timely, and I cannot beat Kennedy, but I do tie her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by our wonderful friends over at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Simon from Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Farewell.
Only during Kennedy's traffic.
Oh, okay. All right. Hi, my name is Simon. And I like to paint and draw. You remember that one?
Never heard of that one before.
What is that from? Is it Captain Kangaroo?
No, wasn't it a Saturday Night Live skit?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. It's a long time
Whatever
ago.
Whatever it is, it's old.
It's in black and white in my memory, Stan. Simon, will you get Kennedy out of the studio?
All right.
Okay, good
we
luck.
Leave the studio. There we go.
All right, and your wife, Lori, is there as well?
Hi.
Hey, good morning, Lori. Here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right then, Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She became famous for her song TikTok. and now she has a new not safe for work video with full frontal male nudity called Boy Crazy. Who is she?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Hugh Jackman was being mobbed by fans outside of his New York City show, so he hopped into a random passing car and took off with them.
That feels safe.
What is his X-Men character?
Wolverine.
The Diddy trial was postponed yesterday because a juror came down with vertigo. Which band had a 2004 hit called Vertigo?
U2.
Nice segue.
Thank you, Dan. I learned from the best. Question number four. A bit player from the original Spaceballs, who has one of the most iconic lines in the movie, might be coming back for the sequel. Who co-wrote, produced, and directed Spaceballs?
Gonna guess Rick Moranis.
And question number five. This artist, who's on the most recent cover of Rolling Stone naked, wants to ban cell phones from their concerts. Who is it?
No idea again.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You guys have the day off today?
Yeah, we do.
Nice. What are we doing? What do we got? What do we got for big plans?
We just went to breakfast. Kids are at daycare, so we're just taking it easy.
Should hit the beach, man. It's going to be nice out there.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
All of us pasty New Englanders at the beach getting burned today, Dan. That's what I want to say.
Everyone's getting sunburned today. We got to get a base.
Kennedy, welcome back.
It's not how that works. Thank you.
Kennedy, you don't know science.
I know. I keep forgetting I'm a girl. Duh.
Girl brain.
I burn once, and then I'm bronze for the rest of the year.
Is that true with him, Kaylee?
Yeah, it is, actually. I hate to admit it.
Simon got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well,
there is $1,000 on the line, and these are pretty difficult. You ready?
Yep.
She became famous for her song TikTok, and now she has a new not safe for work video with full frontal male nudity called Boy Crazy. Who is she?
Kesha.
Did you listen to it?
Nope, not yet. It?
I'll save you the time.
Don't talk ill of Kesha in my presence.
I'm not talking ill of Kesha. Whoever allowed her to release that song should be spoken ill of. 1-0, question number two.
It's her record label, so it's her.
Hugh Jackman was being mobbed by fans outside of his New York City show, so he hopped into a random passing car and took off with them.
It's the strangest story.
What is his X-Men character?
Wolverine.
2-1, question number three. The Diddy trial was postponed yesterday because a juror came down with vertigo. Which band had a 2004 hit called Vertigo?
U2.
3-2, question number four. A bit player from the original Spaceballs, who has one of the movie's most iconic lines, might be coming back for the sequel. Who co-wrote, produced, and directed Spaceballs?
Mel Brooks.
He did. 4-2, question number five. This artist, who's on the most recent cover of Rolling Stone naked, wants to ban cell phones from their concerts. Who is it?
Sabrina Carpenter.
It is Sabrina Carpenter, yes.
Nice job.
It's all you can do is laugh, Simon.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's all you can do. It's either laughing or crying. That's all we do around here.
Solid facts.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening to the show. Have a great day today. And if you have something you'd like to say to Kennedy before you go.
Yeah, my name is Simon, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.